Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. How are y'all doing? How is your day going? And if it's just starting, how was your night? In case you don't know this yet, I'm Praise and you are tuned into Creepypasta with Praise. Talk about obvious. Before we get into our outline for today, I just wanted to let you know that I would really appreciate it if you could stop by at my other socials and give them a follow, subscribe if needed, and just show some support. Thanks. Before I get into the video for today, I thought I would make a quick announcement. So this is mainly for those watching on my YouTube channel. If you notice, you're just looking at a static page, nothing much. And I'm thinking about changing it as soon as possible, but it comes with a catch. If you can get this channel to 1,000 subscribers, just 1,000, I'll replace this static page with motion. So yeah, till then, Slenderman. I'm sure most of you all know him. He's quite popular. A whole movie was made about him. He's like a creepypasta god, and he's also our focus for today. The Slenderman is a fictional character created by Eric Knudsen in the year 2009 for a contest called Something Awful, and he just sort of became a big deal. Eric doesn't really have much to do with him though. The internet just sort of took over and started giving the character a personality and, you know, bringing him to reality. They just made him a reality. It's really scary the things people have done actually to appease this so-called character, and it makes a lot of us wonder if he's real or not. Scientists believe that if multiple people believe in a fictional character or in anything at all, the brain has the ability to bring the character to reality. And yeah, a test was done. You can Google it. I'm not really covering that today. But if you want me to look into that, you know, bringing in something non-existent to reality, I can do that. Just let me know in the comments below. So yeah, if that's true, then maybe it is what's happening with Slenderman. So yeah, also let me know in the comments what you think about this theory. Do you believe it, or do you think Slenderman actually exists, or is it just another character? Yeah, I was able to gather a few real life stories, very creepy, very tragic stories, all relating to the same Slenderman. I wouldn't really be looking into them in this podcast, but yeah, I would be sure to make a video about them in the coming weeks or months, I don't know. But the first is about two girls, Anissa and Morgan. They basically saw themselves as worshippers of the Slenderman and were willing to do anything to please him. They went as far as to stabbing their friend, I think 19 times. But luckily she survived, she didn't die. And the girl isn't so offended about it. Like, she says, if not for what happened, that she wouldn't be the person she is today. And it's really creepy. And yeah, with everything, the only thing I was going to have to Anissa and Morgan was stop! Oh. Yeah, so the only thing that was done to Anissa and Morgan, they were admitted into a mental institute for a couple of years. I think one was 40 years and the other was 20 something. So yeah, really tragic, really sad. Then the next one was almost the same, but it sounds about a little girl who attacked her mom so that the Slenderman would hurt her family. Once again, the mom survived, and thank God for that. Just very, very sad. I mean, yeah, you're trying to protect your family, but you're willing to sacrifice your mom. Is that how much you hate her? It's just, yeah. And in the year 2014, a 14-year-old girl set her house on fire because the Slenderman told her to, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't there. Like, I mean, why else were you? Shit. Luckily, though, again, nobody was in the house. Nobody got hurt, but the whole house was destroyed. And yeah, everything in there. And the list just goes on and on. But I just wanted to brief you on the story about Anissa and Morgan, because they were the inspiration for the documentary Be Aware, the Slenderman. I'm going to do a whole podcast on it. We're going to go through it, go through everything about it, but not in this one, sadly. And yeah, back to Slenderman. the movie this time, it officially starts with four friends trying to summon Slender Man so they could watch. So they watch this creepy video on the internet, and it's just nothing more. They just tell you that, okay, you're going to hear a bell the first time. If you hear the bell and you want to accept it, you close your eyes. The second one, the third one, you have to listen carefully because you wouldn't really hear it, but do not open your eyes until after you hear the third bell. And once you open your eyes after that bell, you just see lots of creepy pictures just going through the screen. It just stops after that. Really creepy, really strange. They don't really, you know, look into it much. But I think like a few days later, one of the friends, the redhead Katie, goes missing on a field trip. The other three, being the only ones who may have had an idea as to what may have happened to her, decide to go to her house to look for God knows what. And yeah, before the scene, Haley, I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name, was attacked by Katie's alcoholic dad, but nothing serious. They just called the cops on them, and I think he was just banned from going over to their house. So yeah, when they got to her room, they got her laptop and discovered that she had been trying to contact the Slender Man. She literally wanted him to take her, and she kept talking with this girl who knew so much about him for some reason. And yeah, if I'm skipping, I'm jumping, but if you watch to the end of the movie, you'll find that the girl who they have been communicating with was someone who was admitted into a mental institute. So yeah, So Ren is one of the friends, starts talking with this girl too, trying to figure out how they could get Katie back. So they decide to contact him, that is Slender Man, say that to contact him, you have to sacrifice something that you love, something that is dear to you. So decides to do it. And she's like, she wants that they shouldn't take off their blindfolds no matter what they hear. But Chloe, another of the friend, being the fool that she is, does that. And she's like, she sees him, and it just makes her run mad. Once they finish everything, she starts screaming. She runs into the forest, and they follow her, but like they don't find her. They goes back to her, and she like the Slender Man is there. He grabs her. We don't know what he does to her, but she comes back to meet them, and it's like nothing happened. She just panicked. Right, as the week just goes by, and as everything's happening, she starts losing her mind. No one sees her, she doesn't communicate to anyone. Her parents tell everyone she's ill, she's just away from the world. And when Ren and Haley finally go back to her house, they see she's gone, like gone. There's no bringing her back. She just looks really bad. So Ren also tried contacting the Slender Man again, but this time with Haley's little sister Lizzie, and gets her admitted into the mental hospital because she keeps saying he had no face. And that was when Haley knew, okay, like is the Slender Man she's talking about. So she went to her sister's room, went to her sister's lap, and saw when they vlogged about sacrificing what she loved most. So she went over to Ren's house to confront her, but you know, no one is there. Over to that, she was about to commit suicide. She wanted to jump from the window. Luckily, Haley saved her in time, and she just keeps telling her, like, okay, he's not going to rest until he gets us, that it's us he wants, it's us he wants. And within that period, Slender Man, like, okay, yes, I didn't mention this. Chloe got a video call sometime after they finished sacrificing Slender Man. And the video call, the person was in her house. First, it's like from videoing the front of her house, from there to like coming inside her house. And so, that was the exact same thing that was happening to Ren. The person was in Ren's house videoing, so the person grabs her through the window and takes her away. So, you know, Haley's devastated. She says, okay, she's going to do anything to save her sister. So, she says to sacrifice herself to the Slender Man, goes to meet him. And he just sucks her into this tree, and they take us back to the mental world where Lizzie just automatically recovers and shouts like, Haley, no, I think she was, I don't understand if there is like another universe it takes them to, because like they all just know what is happening. But yeah, the Slender Man story ends. Lizzie narrates everything, just gives us like a close summary of what happened. Yeah, I wasn't really listening to it because I just knew what we were going to say, I guess. But in case you still don't know what the Slender Man looks like, I'm going to read his description and personality from Wikipedia. So yeah, he is depicted as a thin, unnaturally tall humanoid with featureless head and face wearing a black suit. Stories of the Slender Man commonly feature him stalking, abducting, or traumatizing people, particularly children. He has made an appearance in Marble Hornets 2009-2014, where he was known as the Operator. He made an appearance in the game Slender the Eight Pages and its successor Slender the Arrival, as well as aspiring the Enderman in Minecraft, for those of you who love Minecraft so freaking much, and yeah, many other appearances. So yeah, I know I mentioned that Slenderman was created by a person recently, like 2009, but he has so much similarities to, you know, folklore and mythologies, and like I'm going to just brief you on some of the myths and folks that bear some similarities to Slenderman. Okay, so the first one is the European fairies. Obviously, I'm not talking about fairies, you know, like the ones you see on Disney. Instead, I'm talking about the ancient fairies who were known to kidnap children, and you know, some of them actually ate them, just like give off Slenderman kind of vibes. And yeah, another one's the German tall man. He has another name which I honestly can't pronounce. I don't even want to try to pronounce it, but he was said to be a fairy of the forest. He basically stalks naughty children until he caught them or made them confess to their parents their wrongdoings. We had also the Scottish black man. He has another name though. But yeah, what he does is haunt forest at night, mainly to prevent children from going into one. So this is pretty much all about Slenderman. I can do another podcast where I read tales and real life stories relating to him. Just let me know in the comments if you want me to do that. I also want to try a social experiment where I create a fictional character and release it to the world so I can see how long it takes for people to believe in all this. And yeah, if you want to see that, get this channel to 1,000, you know, just 1,000, not asking for much. Don't forget to check out my socials. And yeah, thanks for listening. Don't have a nice day, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.